This morning, as most Friday mornings, I daven with the Sephardic Union. I don't mean Nusach Sephard, I mean Sephardic, like Duchening Sephardic Union. And I realized that I do something that's inconsistent, as follows. By Nefilas Apayim, the meaning of the Sephardim is not to do Nefilas Apayim. They say it's sitting. So I also say it's sitting. What's this guy to do? When it comes to putting on tefillin, they put on the tefillin sitting, and we put on the tefillin standing. And there I put on the tefillin standing. What?
Shayad,
yeah. I put on standing. So I tried to figure out why, when it comes to Nefilas Apayim, I don't mind doing like the Sephardim. And when it comes to tefillin, I do. So I figured out, because Nefilas Apayim, sometimes I'm in a place with no Sefer Torah, I do it sitting. So I don't feel like a Shegetz if I do it without Nefilas Apayim. But to put on the Shayad sitting, I never did that in my life. At least not when I was able to stand up. And I feel wrong doing it, so I do it standing. Not at the same exact time, it's true. So I don't know, I was very confused about it, so I figured, let's try to figure out the rules. If there is Lysis Guy to do, there's also Lysis Guy to do. Truth is, Neget to Nusach Sephard and Nusach Ashkenaz as well. Many of you who daven one or the other find yourselves in Minyanim that daven differently. And the question is, let's start with Nusachis, if we'll be able to get to other halachis, how things work with Nusach Sephard, Nusach Ashkenaz, if there's a problem with davening one Nusach in a place that has another Nusach. So here there's a Chumas Chassam Sefer, I think it's Tezvav, but whoever typeset the Chumas Chassam Sefer originally made a number of errors, and there are two Tezvavs. And you can't change it anymore because it's quoted everywhere by, you know, Tezvav, etc. So there are two Tezvavs, and this is the second Tezvav. And there he talks about Shinu Nusrais. He writes that we're in Frankfurt, where he grew up. Everyone davened Ashkenaz. He writes, my two rebbeim, Nelson Adler and the Baal HaFla, both davened Nusach Ari. And even when they davened in the Ashkenaz minyan, they davened Nusach Ari. So apparently they held that it's not Lysis guided. Why not? He says an incredible, incredible chiddush, just the way we perceive it, I guess. He says the following. There's the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Siman Samaches. Magen Avraham says that there are Yud Beis Sha'arim for tefillah. There are 12 Sha'arim, 12 gates for tefillah. And in Klal Yisrael, different places have different minhagim. He talks there about piyutim and about nusrais. And he says, no, it should be Mishana, because just like the 12 Shvatim have 12 gates, there are 12 approaches to tefillahs to come to heaven, so the different Nusrais are just different approaches to come to tefillah in Shemayim. Although he doesn't mention the Sfarad Ashkenaz, the Prima Godim, and that Magen Avraham says that's what he means. Sfarad Ashkenaz used to be a Nusach Selenica, the Italians, and a Nusach Sahari. So there, he writes that that's what he's referring to. He's saying is that every nusach has a source, and nobody should be mishana, because you hear that this nusach goes, I'm trying to convince you this one's better, that one's better. Don't be mishana. So that's what it says in the Magen Avraham. Some cipher brings that. The Baal HaTanya, it's a Sefer Likutei HaMamorim, that's the Baal HaTanya, writes that today's Ashkenaz Nusach Sephard, which certainly is more recent, that there was Nusach Sephard, Nusach Ashkenaz. the svarad that the svarad in daven, the svarad Ashkenaz in daven. Nusach svarad of Ashkenazim, the Baal Tanya says, is a lashon hataruvis, lashon for people who over the generation don't know which nusach is really their family nusach, don't know which shevet they come from. And therefore, if you don't know which shevet you come from, you don't know really where you come from, svarad Ashkenaz, you should daven the Ashkenaz nusach svarad. That's what it says in the Baal Tanya. So some Sefer writes, it's interesting, first he writes he never saw the Sefer, Baal Tanya, in his community, nobody, Be'ireinu, it's not found, in Ashkenazi communities it wasn't found. But he argues very strongly, he says it's not true, that he writes that Rashi and Tosis and the Rosh and the Tur also didn't know which shevet they come from. And they daven Nusach Ashkenaz. And he names on that the Nusach Sfard of Ashkenaz is just another Nusach. It's not, doesn't stand out in any way. And he says the following, which is his Chiddush. He says, there's a rule, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Misingai Nechot. No two Nevi'im say the same Lashon in the Nevu'ah. I mean, Hashem says Nevu'ah to two Nevi'im, they each all repeat it in his own words. It's not a contradiction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Nevu'ah as a concept. And a person says it in his own words, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. But other Nevi'im, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Misingai Nechot, the Gemara says. If you repeat something, you repeat it in different ways, like a Gemara. You learn a Gemara and you explain it. So there could be 100 Daf Yomi Shira and 100 people explaining the Gemara, and they're all explaining it right. But the words they choose to use are going to be different. That's the way people are. People speak in many different ways. Even if people sit down and analyze how to say it, they'll still come with different lashonos. Still won't be exactly the same thing. So he says that all the nuschais are the same davening, exactly the same davening, expressed bisingay echad, bisingay sheni, bisingay shlishi, different ways of expressing exactly the same thing. There's no leisus kaidedu. How can it be leisus kaidedu? You're saying the same thing. Just one person says it with one word, and somebody says it with different words. There's no difference between them. Right. He says that Rizal explained all the kavanis of the Sosar. Explained. Not that me and you would understand, but the Kabbalist. The Kabbalist ideas, he explained all the Tifa kavanis, the Gematrius, and the whole Sosar. So Sefer writes that's because Dari was a Sardi. Had he been in Ashkenazi, he would have found exactly the same kavanis in Nusach Ashkenaz. Because there's no difference. It's like Shnei Nevi'im B'Singayim Echad, Shnei Nevi'im B'Shnei Singayim. It's all really one idea, one thing. And the Mitzvot of Magen Avraham means that the 12 Shvatim, each one had his own shar, had his own gate, had his own approach. The approach is maybe different, but the Tafkid, the Teyeles, is exactly the same. That's the Shuvah Sosam Sefer. And the Divrei Chaim argues very strongly. The Shuvah and the Divrei Chaim, Shuvah Ches, I believe, where he disagrees. He says there is Leisus Kaidedu. And he says there are different Kavanis. And he disagrees with the whole Hanacha of the Sosam Sefer. However, first of all, the Maram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Sosam Sefer, defends his Rebbe. From the accusation, the Tainus. And he, as well as there's a Truman of Eshav Davar and the Truman of Nikrasmash, they all say you can't have Loisus Goydidu unless there's a Machlaikis. If you have a Machlaikis, one person holds you're supposed to do things one way, one person holds you're supposed to do things a different way, so it's Loisus Goydidu, they get into a fight. Beshame holds you're not allowed to marry them, Beshame holds you're allowed to marry them, so you can't have in one place the two men hugging. Leisus Kaidedu is only with his machlaikis. There's no machlaikis. What shayach Leisus Kaidedu? Rav Shik says it's like a bnei krach laying the Megillah on Tezvav, and a mamukif laying on Tezvav, and a krach laying on Yadalim. He says, all these paiskim. So Sefer, who says the most in the strongest way, with Ramshik, and then the Meshadavra and the Ramesha, who don't quite say what the Sefer says, but they go with this Yisai, that there's no Leisus Gai to do unless it's a halacha. It's a halacha that people argue is Leisus Gai. It's something that could go this way, could go that way, and people do it different ways. There's no Leisus Gai to do. One person needs gefilte fish, and one person needs salmon. You know, that's not Leisus Gai. It's just two ways of doing of eating fish on Shabbos. So now we have some Sefer says there are two ways of davening the same thing. Rav Moshe does write in his tshuva that besides Leisus Gai to do, there's a separate inyan to avoid machlaikas. He says, since people today are very short-tempered and not too bright, you're going to daven a different nusach in a place where they feel strongly about their nusach, it's going to end up making a fight. See, Rav Moshe says there's a rule of al yishadim and ne'am achlaikas. It's not Leisus Gai to do. Leisus Gai to do is an issa d'oraisa. Al yishadim and ne'am achlaikas is advice. Don't do things differently than ne'am achlaikas. Therefore, Rav Moshe holds that if you're davening, let's say you're a Sfar, and this is Sfar, you're davening Ashkenaz minyan. So Rav Moshe says that you shouldn't, certainly not daven out loud things that are different than the Nusach of the Shul. Rav Moshe writes, and it's very hard to daven everything quietly, except for Shemoneh Esrei, which you have to daven quietly. You can daven your own Shemoneh Esrei. But otherwise, Rav Moshe holds out Al Yishan Mnei Machlaikis, it's an issue.
There's no
Leisus Gai to do. You're on Al Yishan, it's Chazal's advice. It's not the Isra of Leisus Gai. What do you mean? Even Kaddish. They go long, they're extended Kaddish. So they do. So it would seem, based on this, all these nusfais, it's not Leisus Gai to do. You know, I told somebody, he once made a tumult, something's Leisus Gai to do. I told him, Leisus Gai to do is because it might come to Machlaikis. You're not supposed to make the Machlaikis. You know, like, Leisus Gai to do doesn't mean... But they all hold, there's no Leisus Gai to do on these things. Leisus Gai to do. I mean, the Shini L'Shaina is, you know, Ashkenaz says, V'chayim Aleinu V'akol Yisrael. So I says, V'chayim Tovim Aleinu. It was an Ashkenaz shul when the Gabbai was very stark that you have to say Kaddish on Nusach. He got up and he announced, as long as I'm Gabbai in the shul, there will be no Chayim Tovim here. Period. But I don't know if today in Brooklyn there's Al Yishan and Ne'am Achlaikis. I mean, people don't get all worked up. Maybe in a place that has a chassidus or a group and they're very into it. You go to Lubavitch at 770, if you're not a Rizal, they'll get upset. The room with the room, you know, we just don't care all that much. You know, we're nice people. And, you know, so as far as he comes, he wants to say his Kaddish, so let him say his Kaddish. All he's saying is more brachas, right? All he's doing is mentioning him a little more, that's all. So basically, we have a guideline now for Leisus Gai to do. Leisus Gai to do is only things that are machlokes. Things that are not machlaiksim is really not Leisus Gai to do. Ramesha says Al Yishan Ne'am Achlaikas, which the others don't mention. So first of all, getting back to my situation with Nefilas Hapayim, is it a machlaikis if you do Nefilas Hapayim? There's no machlaikis. Everybody holds our way is better, of course. And they read Rabbi Avadi Yosef's tshuva, he starts at the beginning of the tshuva. They start to do it this way, Ashkenaz Mavetayim, who's right? So you know what's going to say at the end, right? So anyway, our way, the way Ashkenazim do it is the way they did in time of the Gemara. So I didn't don't do it that way because the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do Nefilas Hapayim v'Rabim unless Yishuv will be answered to Yishuv ben Nun. So it's more on Vasanusam, it's more Mida not to do Nefilas Hapayim. So it would seem that I have it backwards. It would seem that Nefilas Hapayim I should be able to do. What about the shalyad, putting on the shalyad sitting? What's that?
It's
Kabbalistic reason. So I want to get back to some secular rights. why did his Rebbe still rebbeim daven Nusach Ari in Ashkenaz Shul? He says, because Nusach Ari, like all Kabbalistic things, after those who understand it. He says the Baal HaFla told his son to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Even though Baal HaFla himself davened Ari, he told his own son to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. It's not Moses guy, it's not Machlokes. If you understand Kabbalistic things, you do a Kabbalistic. Non-Kabbalist doesn't do it that way. So when it comes to putting on tefillin sitting, it's a little hard for me to know what it is. I think from now on, I'll just put on tefillin outside, which anyway is another type of... Only this guy to do in the other room, I'll try to do it that way. But I might have had it backwards. The field supply is probably not an issue. Although the field supply might be an issue of Ayishanim and Amachlaikas. I'll tell you a funny thing. I put on to show, yeah, Adam Nayig. I'm the only one I know does it, but I don't want to change. I took on a Chumrah years ago that when I don't do the seven times until I put on my Shalash. Ramesh used to do it that way. He put on the Shalyad and he didn't do the seven. That's the Arizal. So he did it, wrapped it around his hand or his fingers. It should stay on. And put on the Shalyad. And then I do the straps. I do the seven times afterwards. I've been doing it all the time. I know barely anybody else does it this way. But to me, it's a chumrah. It's a hider because there's very small hefsik between the Shalyad and Shalyad. So I never wanted to change. I'm doing it my whole life. I'm doing it since when I was a teenager. I used to have an MTJ. Ramesh did it that way, so I did it that way. Later, I looked it up and I saw that it's a good hanhag. So the only person that ever told me we don't do it that way is where I daven Friday morning by the Sardin. So there's a fellow there, he came over to me. He said, "No, our meaning is not to do what you're doing." So I said, "Thank you." And I put it on the other way. Later, I went to show him the way I did it. Is the minhag of the Beis Yosef. He brings it from the Beis Yosef, the way I'm doing it. Maybe it's Arizal to do it that way. And if someone tells me something, I shine the name of Lycus, I do it the other way. Maybe now I'll stop putting it on the other room. I could go to my normal habit. But we have a clear gather here. We have a clear gather of Lysis going to do. It's things that are machlaiksin, not things that are just many ways that a person does something. Now the idea that a Klal Yisrael, you know, different ways of doing things, which are really could be sin din echad. It's interesting. The Yud Beis Sha'arim of the Magen Avraham. I once heard from a mechanch. He told me that in Yerushalayim there are two mechanchim who had a disagreement. They're both elementary school rebbeim. And one of them said that he starts the year very tough with the boys, so they behave. And then he lightens up and he gets them to like him as the year goes on. Another rebbe said, "What do you mean? I do just the opposite. I start off soft, they like me, and then I get tough." So they happen to live, they have the daven to Brisker Rav, so they went over to the Brisker Rav, and they asked the Brisker Rav, "Who's right? Better to go from Kal to Chavah or from Chavah to Kal? Like, what's the best approach?" So the Brisker Rav said to them, "What you say?" He said to them, "You could do it either way." Aber, he said, "But Abi Amahalach, Abi Amahalach. But you have to have an approach. Just going to the classroom, you have no idea what you're doing. You just go from day to day. That's no good. You could do it this way. You could do it that way. There are different approaches." Aber. It has to be, you have to have an approach where you do something. I was thinking of this the other day because somebody who used to learn here lives in Lakewood. He started working for an accounting firm probably 7-8 years ago in Manhattan. So he called me, he told me that he actually calls me every Shabbos, a week of every Shabbos for Shreidish, when he bench for Shreidish. So he told me he has a bus, this is what they call the Kollel bus. There's a bus where when you get on the bus, they have a Seder, they learn everything, they learn together, it's very strict. And it's not like in the basement, you have to come on time, the bus leaves. Yeah. And they don't start davening till they learn an hour, 15 minutes, whatever their Seder is, I don't remember. And it's very serious, you sit with chavrusas, you learn, and there's a waiting list to get on this bus, because it's a, whoever's there is very serious about what they do. And then they have it at the end. He did this for many years. Then he got a job closer to Lakewood. He drives. It's a shorter trip. So he called me recently, and accounting it is this way. You try to move yourself up. Now he got moved up to a bigger firm. He's going to Manhattan again. So he asked me a question. Yes, he said, you know, there's a couple of bus. There's another bus, which is known, that the davening is very serious. Slowly and calmly. And Cheesequake stopped. They stopped to daven. The bus pulls over, and it's a very serious davening. He said, you know, he feels he doesn't learn as much as he used to. At least his davening should be a solid davening. So I told him, sounds good. Sounds like a good idea. So he said, he doesn't understand. When I told him he's going with the davening, with the learning bus, I said, it's a good idea. Go with the davening bus, it's a good idea. So what I tell him? I told him, Abiya Mahalov. You know, for a working person, you take pride, you're in the bus, learning, it's good. You take pride, you're in a bus with a davening, it's good. No, you go on the subway, you take out the New York Times, that's no good. You know, you have no mahalach at all. Zero mahalach. There's one fellow who goes on the bus, who goes on the train, and he made a siyum shisha sidri mishnah from the train, which he invited me to. So he bribes himself to concentrate. He says he learns, I think, a parak mishnayos every day. And he learns and chazes it on the train. And as soon as he finishes the parak, he's allowed to look in the newspaper. That's his thing. So it's an incentive he has for concentrating. He once told me, you know, he feels like a baby, you know. He pushes himself close so he could read the newspaper. You know, I told him, I'd be on the halach. Look around the train. Look at the other four people. Those go off. They have no motivation. The idea, you have to have a mahalach. You know, be a mahalach. Whatever the mahalach is, you have to have a mahalach. Imagine you have somebody who's a baseball fan. A baseball fan. He talks and goes, they're a baseball fan. He says, which team are you a fan of? I don't care. No matter which one. What kind of fan are you? You have no preference? Yeah, no, just, I don't know if there's such a thing. I don't think so, right? So here, yeah, where is it? From me, you know, well, why do you stand for? Oh, you know, what is important? Yeah, everything, you know. I mean, it. You know, people say, Chassid, he's a Litvak, he's a Sephardi, he's this. What are you? I'm a Jew. I'm just a Jew. It's very nice, sounds, you know. Like the Magen Avraham says that Yud Bei Shor. How nice this guy to do? It's doing the same thing. You can do the same thing 12 ways. In Klai Yisrael, Yud Bei Shor. Now, why does it mean Yud Beis? There's a sefer called Shiftei Yisrael that explains the 12 approaches as best, you know, from others. He brings from most of them. Tzaddik. But Yisachar Zvulun, everyone heard of. Everyone knows Zvulun is a certain approach. Yisachar is a certain approach. Yisachar Zvulun. So just like you understand Yisachar Zvulun, each one is an approach, which is better. Even better. You know, Zvulun is doing his tafkid, Yisachar is doing his tafkid. But Abi Mahalov, you know, Zvulun has his Mahalov, Yisachar has his Mahalov. The Ayud Bei Sharim, because I call Yisrael, just to make everyone the same, it doesn't motivate as much as you have within Klal Yisrael. You have two groups of Klal Yisrael that stress one thing or stress another thing. You see them have their approach. And, you know, someone who, today, there are a lot of unaffiliated Hasidim. There are a lot of Hasidim who are not affiliated with any specific Hasidim. Takes away really from what Hasidus was supposed to be about. The Hasidus is that you identify with something, you stand for something. It means something to you. You have something you stand for. If you stand for something, if you have a mahalach, so it might not be a sachar, you're not going to get appointed to the Sanhedrin. But Zvulun is also a mahalach in Klal Yisrael. It's also one of the Shiftei Kah. It has just as big a stone on the chayshin as Yisachar has. There's no difference. The person does his tafkid, he does whatever his tafkid is. Pogna mahalach. Says that mahalach. Lately, when people are ill, they have to go for treatments, and they have to learn that they're also one of the stones of the chayish. That's also mahalach in avodas Hashem. Whatever a person has to do at any point in his life, he has to see it as an approach in serving the Rabbi Yishalem. This veritable that I heard many years ago, from Shem de Brisker Rav, I heard it at a graduation of one of my children. And invited Rabbi Govind to speak. And he said this over, that the Brisker Rav said, Abiyah Mahalach. To me, Abiyah Mahalach is so important, especially when a guy leaves yeshiva. If there's something, you have something. It means something. It's meaningful. You have something that you identify with. Avodas Hashem that you identify with. You know, even if you just put on your tefillin, the ritzuah is a different way. You don't. It's something. That's not going to get you to Gan Eden just because you're putting your tefillin in a different way. But in Avodas Hashem, you have an approach. You have, in a way, something that to you is significant, meaningful. It counts to you. It's a mahalach of serving Hashem instead of just waking up every day and not knowing where you're going. It's a mahalach. The ideas that I try to push to my balabat is just pashit. It's to identify with something from. The mishmer idea, besides the fact that people should learn more. But the people who go regularly to a mishmer, It's a mahalach, especially people have young children and they find it hard to go out to learn every night. It's a very hard stage in life sometimes. And there are people who know how to learn. But if you take pride in going to a mishmar, it doesn't have to be on every west, wherever you go. You take pride in going to a shir, you go take pride in the hakels and the shul, it's the same thing. There should be a certain pride in doing something. A mahalach, some mahalach, and serving the Rabbi Nishan. People say, you know, see, I'm just a Jew. What do you mean, just a Jew? Every Jew has a list of sharm to choose from. And a person sets out to serve the Rabbi Nishan. This helps me with a lot of things. I'll give you an example. I'm still alive. In 1999, I gave a Navi Shir on the Shmuz that Rav Palm often said, and he's got it printed in a safer and unusually strong language. There's a shaila, the person sets out to choose mitzvahs he's going to work on. How do you choose which mitzvah you should work on more? So Rav Palm writes that those mitzvahs that come to you more naturally, you should work on. In other words, you have to keep whatever says Shulchan Aruch, what's also is also. Were you mahadir? Mahadir in your learning, mahadir in davening, mahadir in your chesed. Were you mahadir? He said the thing that b'teva comes to you more naturally is the thing you should work on. It does not mean sleeping. It means from the different simonim shulchan aruch. You know that's what you should work on. Some people find it easier to work on things after eating. They can control their eating. They can be mahadir in the things they eat. Some people find it easier to mahadir in davening. They concentrate more easily. Some people have more mahadir in learning early in the morning. Some people late at night. You should go with what's easier. Rav Palm said a reason. He didn't say it as advice. He said it with a cheshbon. This cheshbon is that we know there's a concept of coming back as a gil. A person that has to be misacking something is a concept. He comes back as a gil another time. How's he supposed to know what he has to be misakin? Someone coming out of Gilgal, there's certain nekuda that he has to be misakin. How does he know what he has to be misakin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it b'tivai towards that, to do the thing he has to do. Just like it's the nature of a person, the child grows up, he naturally is a healthy child, he eats. It's a teva to eat, it's a teva to breathe. It's a teva to do the things that you have to do. We have in our shul a Russian yid. He came 20 years ago to shul. And one day he said he wanted to talk to me. He has a complaint to Hashem. So I was sure he's going to be worried about parnasa. He has no parnasa. Wife has shtickle parnasa, but they struggle. That's not what he sits down. He says, I have a complaint to Hashem. I want to learn. I can't learn. I try to learn. For some reason, he has a block on languages. I try to learn. I can't learn. You know, you see, right? The son, Baruch Hashem, knows how to learn. Sits with him, tries to teach him Gemara. So he complained to me. He said he was bitter about it. I said to him, Neil, I don't know if this is true, but it might be. Maybe the answer is this. It could be in the previous Gilgal, you were the son of the rabbi. And you learned all day. But you never struggled. You never cried, I can't learn. You never suffered for it. You never had to push for it. So Rabbi Yishlam said, you know, you're ready to go to Gan Eden, but you have to cry a little for learning also. You have to. So maybe that's, you know, you're back that way. If all I said was right, wow, nice. All right, maybe when the Rambam son, maybe it was the Vilna Gaon son, you know, I don't know. But the Nekuda I was saying, this represents the Nekuda, that if you have to come to be Misakin something, you get put in that matzah to be Misakin. So I gave another shirt. Then I saw in Tzidkas HaTzadik, I think it's Mentes, Tzadik writes exactly the opposite. He writes, why do you have to be Misakin? The thing that's hardest for you. And it's funny, because Rapam writes a Lashon, it's not characteristic of him. He writes that whatever's easier for you, you should know, Yeida, ki hi achazosei ve'etzachai. That's his chiza in Gan Eden, etzachai. As he writes in the Torah of the Melech. And the Tzadik writes the opposite, that's not hard for you. So I showed it to Rapam. I thought Rapam would be flustered by it. I was in the house. But he had a Rav Tzadik. I was a little surprised. With your background, he had a Rav Tzadik. He said that Rav Mendelovich used to give shir in Tzadik in the 40s. So we looked there, and it said the opposite. And he said, okay, he's talking to Bali Madrega, and I'm talking to regular people. And I said something. All right, if something's not that long ago, that it should be a problem. Then, years later, I saw that the Gra in his Pirush on Yaina, Perek Dalet, says like Rav Tzadik says. Perek Dalet of Yaina, the Gra explains the whole Sefer Yaina as a Gilgal HaNeshama. Yaina represents a Neshama, he goes through a whole beer. And Perek Dalet, he says, your job is what's hardest for you. So Yaina had to do what was very hard. Raw, not like our Rambam, that already is a whole different story. The Rambam wasn't alive anymore. I couldn't go and show it to him. So later, I saw Salanter in the Or Yisrael says like Rambam. He says, you have to work on the thing that's easiest for you. And then a fifth Marabokim, the Kotzka Reb Tzadik, were very close. They have a sefer from the Kotzka, what's called Ayol Taira, I think. In the Agdama, they write things he used to say. He also says the way Rapam said. Quite confusing then, so Salanter. Saying not like the Gra, which is a surprise. The Kotzka, not like Utsadik, which is a surprise. Like, where's the Jew supposed to go with all this? You know, people say everything's a machlokes. You work on what's harder, what's easier. What comes middle, you know. The answer is, Abi Amahalach. That's really the answer. So Rav was telling me when I showed the Ritzadik. Abi Amahalach. It's true. It could be this way. It could be that way. But you have to have a Mahalach. So have a Mahalach. You want to take what's hardest for you? Gives them to him. You want to take what's easiest for you? Gives them to him. But there should be something. You should stand for something. You should stand for something. You should be, you know, you can't be a fan without being a fan. You know, you have to have something that you, that if you count, you got to stand for something. It's very hard. It's very hard in our world, the Hasidic world, where people are part of a certain Hasidus. It's easier. I always mention, as an example, the cook in Camp Benos, who's a Belzer Chassid. He's a Belzer Chassid. And Belz, in Keser, Kakosav Ayad Neviyecha, they say Kakosav Ayadei Neviyecha in Kedusha. They have a Nusach Yadei Neviyecha, the Moshe Kotayim. By davening, even if he doesn't say anything out loud, Kakosav Ayadei Neviyecha, he says, tell you, he says it loud every time. Be a mahalach, you know. There are more important things than a day in the viacha, but, you know, this is it. He identifies with something. It's a mahalach. You have to identify with something about the decision. Every person wants to be an individual. It's every person in your personal life identify with something. Everybody has his mishigasim, which usually people are proud of. You know, I like this, I don't like that. People talk that way. You know, oh, I never do that, I never do this, I never go there. You know, people have their things, have their eating habits, things. Every person's an individual. Every person, correctly so, it's healthy for a person to have his own individual, whatever traits he has that are individual traits. But in Avodas Hashem, you have to have something. You have to have an approach that you stand for. It doesn't have to be the hardest thing, but it, you have to have a ma'alacha. You know, it's not, when kids come into kindergarten, they're all the same as far as their potential. When you get older, every person, personalities develop. People have different personalities. People struggle with different things. People find different things to be easy and different things. You have to figure it out. My father, Mashallah, was in Tells an Indian. He was a good friend of his, I remember. He used to say, Rav Gifter told him, he learned to tell us, Rav Gifter told him, wherever he goes, you should take care of the svarim. You should take care that it's set up. It's apparently a person who finds it hard to concentrate on the heart. He's not learned it. Maybe he started late. I don't know his story. I met him. He's ready to say it. But he was collecting the svarim. I wanted to help him. He said, no, Rav Gifter said, I should do it. And it's beautiful. You know, a mahalach. It's a mahalach. You need to have a mahalach. It could be the hard things you struggle with. It could be the easy thing. But you need to have some mahalach. That's the Yud Beis Sharim. Why the Yud Beis Sharim? Each person has his shahr. Each person. Lamaisa, people take pride the way they are, not the way they are. It's, you know, I'm a little exception because I have three sons who daven Ashkenaz and four who daven Sfar. Why? Because we come from Ashkenaz. My Zayda was Ashkenaz. My father was 17 after Auschwitz. He fell into a group that daven Sfar. This was right after the war, the DP camp. He didn't have a Sfar Tzidah. So I'm one of the few people in the world that davens nusach svarim, that's how my father raised me, and puts on tefillin on Chol Moed. It usually doesn't go together. So putting on tefillin on Chol Moed, he kept on doing. But siddur, be davens svarim. So my kids that were in Ashkenazi yeshivas, they asked me if they could switch. I said, you can't switch, but if you want to daven Ashkenazi, you're not really switching. Ashkenazi, I told them, just don't switch back and forth all the time. The point is, took a pride. You know, they're an yeshiva, they're Ashkenaz, and some people take pride in Ashkenaz. Some people take pride in wearing a shrine. I don't understand it. What's a shrine? Was that the Yiddish guy? I don't understand it. But I understand wearing a hat by davening. Some people don't understand that either. But take pride in something in Yiddish guy. Some Hebrew in Avodas Hashem in Yiddish guy. Take pride in something. Be consistent somewhere. More than just what everybody does by default. By default, people do a certain amount in Avodas Hashem. Be a mahalach. Have an approach. Have an approach. It should be an important approach to you. It should be. The tzaddik writes somewhere in Sikas HaTzaddik that if you take something on, try not to tell people. He says it's the nature of a person that if you accomplish something, then you accomplish something. If you tell people, it becomes less important. You'll tell someone, you know, I undertook this Rosh Hashanah. Say, that's a big deal. And to you, it'll be a big deal. Don't tell people. He said, Faker, if something bothers you, somebody did something that bothers you, you're upset at him. So I'd rather tell people, you have to avoid Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, somebody did this and it bothers me. I say, I'll tell you, big deal. Once you say it out, comes to the Avira, I love it, it takes on a different reality. Be a mahalach. I'm not saying you shouldn't tell it to anybody, but you should just be wary of it seeming to be worth less to other people, seeming to be not so worthwhile to other people. Anyway, this is my thinking from Shabbos this morning. What I'm going to do next week with Mephilas HaPayim, I'm not sure. I have a feeling the fellow who told me not to do that with the tefillin was going to tell me not to do Mephilas HaPayim my regular way. But we know the tefillin I'll put in. The problem is I come and I learn before you're allowed to put on tefillin. So then I'm already there. But okay, maybe I'll get an extra. Leave that in. But Abiyah Mahalot, to have an approach, something that's important to you to stand for, and Avodas Hashem. That's the job. That's what the shit is.